prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another... What the heck is that? Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We continue to have ghosts in the computer, as you can see. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to cover two topics. We're going to talk about conflict ideology and the psychologies of friendship and followership with Dr. Michael Pearson. Then we're going to be joined by Ken O'Neill to talk about the role of consciousness in expanding brain function. Then at the top of the second hour, an interview that I've been waiting patiently to have, which got derailed last week because of technical difficulties, moving towards a cancer-specific diet with Dr. Federico Bazzetti is going to be during the second hour. You need to stay tuned for that. It's going to be an interesting discussion. Just want to remind everybody that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical. Their product line is All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking any one of the banner ads. Welcome to the show, Dr. Michael Pearson. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm good. I'm very good.
So talk about what was the reasoning behind performing this study to look at the way we decide who our leaders will be, quite frankly.
Yeah, so what we were interested in was how it is that people react to other people on the basis of their appearance, on the basis of their looks. In particular, we were interested in a dimension called facial masculinity.
Okay.
So people, as we know, they vary in the looks. Some look more masculine, other looks more feminine. And there's a long line of research showing that the people make a lot of inferences from the way that people look. So masculine people are often viewed as more dominant. They are also often viewed as more self-interested. They are people... Basically, people trust really masculine-looking people less. So we were interested in seeing, well, how do other people react on the basis of these looks? And we were interested in two phenomena. So one phenomenon we were interested in is how do these appearance features, how do they influence people's tendency to form friendships? And then we were, as you were saying, also interested in seeing how do these facial features influence whether people want a specific person as a leader.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask you a couple questions real quick. So,
sure.
I never realized that more masculine people were seen as being more self-interested. Kind of threw me for a loop a little bit.
You know, there's a lot of evidence suggesting that that people who are really masculine looking, people who are strong and have a lot of strength, that they in generally tend to be viewed as less trustworthy. And there is some evidence suggesting that it's in fact the case. So some of the research that I've been doing myself suggest that in the domain of politics, so I'm a political scientist, so I study political attitudes, and one of the things that we have found was that for males, the stronger they are, the more they form political attitudes on the basis of the self-interest, and other studies have suggested likewise. So that is sort of a relatively well-established finding.
So it sounds to me that people who are more physically fit, stronger, you know, people who spend time, because it takes time today. Our lifestyles have changed. We don't toil in the fields. We don't do manual labor. So people who acquire a certain physique, if you will, tend to be, their ideologies tend to be more of what is considered here in the United States as conservatives, which would, a lot of people would argue that conservatives are only interested in what benefits them, as opposed to liberals are more interested in what benefits mankind.
Yes, no, that's true, and there's evidence in support of that. So, for example, people who or males specifically, so there are no relationships between physical strength and the political attitudes of women. But for males, upper body strength does indeed correlate with some measures of conservatism. So, people who or males who are have higher levels of upper body strength, they're also more likely to sort of accept inequalities and say, well, if there's inequality, that's okay. That is not something that we necessarily need to change. So there are evidence in favor of what you are, of your intuition, so to speak.
Well, okay. So the acquisition of strength and upper body strength today requires someone who spends time exercising. That's yep. The difference between now and maybe several generations ago. So
that's true.
I'm just trying to think of why those who acquire upper body strength would be more conservative in their opinions, and I can't help but think the current state of chronic disease in this country as the backdrop for this discussion for a moment. Because those of us who know that most of the chronic disease in this country comes from, really, if you want to distill it down to two things, it's diet and inactivity, the wrong diet and high levels of inactivity. Those of us who take ownership for our health, we tend to look at those who don't and say, you know, you're screwing things up for everybody by doing that. So I would say that those of us who are, I'm just trying to reduce this in my mind. I'm actually going, so those of us who spend time in the gym, we look to eat in a way that is conducive to not contributing to chronic disease, we tend to take responsibility for things of our own. And so we probably look at others like, well, you should take responsibility of your life. Don't look at me to take responsibility of your life. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think that there's some truth to it in the sense that we do see that there are these effects of our body strength on perceptions of others. Mm-hmm. So the way that we would explain it from an evolutionary perspective. Because, as I said, I'm a political scientist, but I'm also an evolutionary psychologist. They would say, well, if you look at animals, animals have been designed to assess relative fighting ability whenever they enter a conflict. Mm-hmm. So the weaker animal will say, well, okay, I'll not be able to win this conflict, so I'll withdraw. And there's emerging evidence that some of the same selection pressures that have operated on all other kinds of species, they have also operated on humans. So we too, when we think about conflict, we also think in terms of fighting ability. Will I be able to actually win this conflict in terms of my physical strength? And that is why, at least that is our explanation, but that is why human males in modern times who have higher upper body strength, that they are more likely to be assertive, that they are more likely to support inequality, and things like that.
Very interesting.
Because they, that sort of body of research is sort of the background for this particular study on leadership preferences.
Okay, so
because you could say that in general it might not be very nice to be around assertive, dominant individuals, And maybe what the kind of people that you want as friends are more people that are really concerned with your specific welfare, who are willing to provide you with resources and so on.
That was my next.
So in general,
my question was so while a given person may not feel comfortable about a very masculine, very strong male in a friendship, what about as a leader? Do we choose differently when we're saying, okay, look, I may not want to be friends with this person, but this is the kind of person I want leading and from a political standpoint, as a leader of my country, for instance?
Exactly. That was in exactly the kind of question that we were looking at. So even though that people in general distrust masculine males, do they sometimes then prefer them as leaders? And that is exactly what we are finding. And we are finding that when you as a group are facing social conflict, when you are threatened by other groups, that is when you say, well, okay, I'll go with the masculine dominant leader. Because from an evolutionary perspective, the reasoning is that is the situation where you actually need a dominant individual, where you need one to get people in line and make sure that everybody are contributing towards victory. So using different experimental methods, we are showing that under situations of conflict, people prefer dominant leaders, even though they still, in these situations, continue to prefer feminine friends or less masculine friends.
Now, you also found that different threats skew that, right? So, in other words, if we think that the threat is one of, let's say, a group, like what's going on right now with terrorism, we would want a leader that is more dominant. But if the threat is from, let's say, global warming and ecological issues that tend not to require force to respond, then we may not want a more masculine leader, right?
Exactly. Because we still have... So humans are these complex animals that are ambivalent about many things. And one of the things that we are ambivalent about is our leaders. So we don't want two dominant leaders that can exploit us. On the other hand, when the task that the leader needs to solve is a task where it is really required that he can make people contribute to the public good, that he can make sure that everybody are in line, then we come to prefer the dominant leader. So specifically what we did in this study was that we presented people with some scenarios. We say, okay, now imagine that you are on a ship, and the ship is going to sail from the West Indian Islands, from the Virgin Islands, to Denmark. So this study was done in Denmark, where I am. So we said, imagine that the ship is going from the Virgin Islands to Denmark in the old days, the research subjects in our study, they were put into two groups. And one group was told that they should imagine that there were a lot of pirates in these waters, that they could be attacked by pirates. The other group was told that they should imagine that there were a lot of tropical storms in the area. And then they were asked, so which person would you like as a captain on the ship? And they were then presented with pictures of individuals that varied in their facial masculinity. So a person who looked very masculine and a person who looked less masculine. And what we saw was that the people who read about the pirate threat, they say, well, we want the masculine guy. Whereas the people who were not fearing a threat from another group but was fearing a threat from nature, where it was less important that we were really all in line and everybody were ready to defend the group, they preferred the feminine leader, the more feminine leader.
You know, this is really intriguing. This is really, really, we have to take a break. This is really intriguing. Hold your thought, please. I'm sorry that I have to interrupt you. I want to take this break, and I want you to finish your comment on the other side, and we'll get deeper into this. This is really a very, very interesting idea. And really, I think political parties need to observe this science, because winning is the first step in implementing. And I think both liberals and conservatives can benefit from this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Peterson. We're talking about the psychologies of friendship versus followership. This is really interesting stuff. How we choose our friends, how we choose our leaders has a lot to do with what they look like. And we like to think that that's not true, but clearly it is. So I cut you off when we were going into the break. Please finish your thought, please.
So one of the important things that we are seeing is that people prefer more dominant leaders or more masculine leaders doing conflict. But there's also a tendency that certain people are in general more have in general greater preference for dominant leaders than others. Because one of the things that we also did was that we asked about people's political ideology, whether they were voting for a right-wing party or a left-wing party. And what we saw was that in addition to the effect of the sort of contextual degree of conflict, we also saw that people who were voting for a conservative party, they were also much more likely to prefer a dominant leader. But again, there were no differences between liberals and conservatives with respect to the preferences for a feminine friend. Both liberals and conservatives prefer less masculine friends, but the conservatives, they prefer dominant leaders much more than liberals.
That's interesting.
Leaders much more than liberals.
So you would think that they would want to surround themselves with friends who are more like them, but it sounds like they want to be the top dog, so to speak. So they want more. They want to surround themselves with more feminine friends so that they are the alpha male.
That is one potential hypothesis that is what it's about. We don't know what the whether that is the specific thing driving or the specific motivation driving conservatives to have more feminine friends or prefer more feminine friends. But we thought it was an important observation that the preference among conservatives for dominant leaders was not a general preference for dominance in other individuals. And so the way that we make sense of the effect of ideology on leader preferences is that, again, it basically comes down to a matter of conflict. Because in the scenarios that we were using, it was pretty clear that there was more conflict in the pirate scenario than in the sort of natural disaster scenario.
Right.
But people also differ in the extent to which they tend to expect conflict to erupt in the world, the extent to which they are attuned to conflict in the social world. And there's sort of a long line of research that shows that liberals in general sort of ignore conflicts or downplay social conflict, whereas conservatives, they are more attuned to it, and they are expecting conflict more than liberals. So we think that the effect of political ideology on these leader preferences is again a matter of whether you expect that the leader needs to solve problems related to conflict or not.
Well, there's never been a time in recorded history where we're not dealing with some form of conflict. Which makes me say, if someone were to, if there was a threat and there were two people and one person acknowledged the threat and prepared for it and the other one ignored the threat or denied it, we see what happens in those kind of situations. The person who's denying the threat or ignoring it ends up becoming the victim. The person who prepares for it may be victimized too, but they're going to try to fend off the attack. So,
no, that's true. That's true. So there are some simulations of evolutionary processes that suggest that the optimal situation is in fact a situation in which you have sort of individuals of both types, that you have sort of those that are conflict-oriented to do exactly what you're suggesting, namely to fend off the threat when it appears, but that it's also good that there are some people in the group that are sort of maybe are better able to keep the corporation going, who have more empathy and stuff like that in order to keep the group together, so that maybe there are some people who would argue that the optimal combination in terms of survivability is, in fact, if you sort of have people of both types.
And that's what I was thinking. I was just thinking, you know, this idea of having a one party running the country attitude is really quite dangerous, quite frankly. It's almost like you want, you know, I think part of the problem is political ideology wants one or the other. No, we must run things. No, we must run. When the reality is the yin and yang of both parties is where the balance is found.
Yeah.
So how do you,
how do you
take two parties and get them to see that instead of fighting with each other, but leveraging, you know, like the liberals should embrace the qualities of the conservatives. The conservatives should embrace the qualities of the liberals and come together instead of a tug of war.
No, that's absolutely true. That and currently if you look at the political climate in the United States, then it's highly polarized, and it is getting even more polarized.
Yes,
all the time. So one of the overall research agendas or the overall goals of the kind of research that I'm doing, where we're looking at some of the deeper differences between, for example, liberals and conservatives, and saying, well, the kinds of things that makes you liberal and the kinds of things that makes you conservatives is really sort of basic biological features such as your upper body strength, but also your genes and the way your brain is structured, that by sort of acknowledging these kinds of things, maybe people will be more accepting towards the political differences that we see in the world and say, well, conservatives and liberals just fundamentally see the world in different ways. And we can argue and exchange arguments, but that does not mean that we'll convince the other part, because the political views that we are having are fundamentally grounded in biology rather than rational thought. So hopefully an insight like that might make people more tolerant of opposing views. Also because, as you are saying, that there might in fact be benefits stemming from having both views present at the same time.
There has to be benefits. I mean, you can't drive a car. They don't make a car with just the gas pedal or just the brake. You know, they have there's times to apply and times to withdraw. And I think that, again, the term yin and yang speaks to this. This is brilliant stuff. I really appreciate you taking time to come on the show today.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that we have a predominantly conservative audience. I'm actually going to do a poll. I'm interested in finding out, because we are all very much into physical culture and training and so on. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to actually put a poll up on the homepage later today, and I want people to please vote. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Peterson.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Ken O'Neill to probe deeper into the role of consciousness in expanding brain function. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whatever ain't close in a place like this. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
That is impressive music for an impressive guest. Ken O'Neill, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So you and I have had some offline discussions as a result of seeing the movie Lucy. And I think that a lot of people saw that movie and thought, oh, how can I expand my brain function? You know, how can I go from 10%, if that is even a real number, to some greater degree of brain function? And you and I have talked about the fact that everybody's looking at, well, learn something new, read more, get, and that just loads the hard drive. That's not what we're talking about here, is it?
No, and I think an easy way to look at it is an old, old distinction that's not part of modern education. And that's the distinction between knowledge and wisdom.
But I think it even goes deeper than that. And please, you know, that's why I have you on the show, because I'm a neophyte in this area.
Okay.
And you've spent a lifetime studying this. In the movie, Scarlett Johansson talks, once she's starting to expand her brain function to 20%, she calls her mom and she says, you know, I can feel my blood coursing through my veins. I can feel your kisses when I was a baby. I can remember events that she shouldn't have remembered because she was just an infant. And I would say that is consciousness, because we've always talked about being in the moment. You know, if you're worrying about the future, if you're thinking about the past, you're not in the moment. When you're in the moment, you're experiencing things. When you're in a moment, you experience things so precisely that they are recorded. These emotions, these chemicals, whatever you want to call them, they're recorded. You know, and you can close your eyes and you can hearken back to that moment and you can relive it. And I would argue that this is not knowledge. This is not intellect. This is consciousness. And by consciousness, by focusing on things that expand consciousness, is the only way to increase brain function, because we've maxed out our ability to load our hard drive and load our knowledge and read and all that. But that's not what we're talking about. There are the other areas of the brain, if this is in fact true, that need to be unlocked, cannot be unlocked by reading more or learning more. They must be unlocked by expanding consciousness. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are. You're very right. And there's a lot of little refinements that could be made that really would take this pick. What you're saying is looking at a 17th century map of Africa, where there's one spot we've identified. And what we want to do is roll forward and have some detail with that map of Africa, to know what it's really all about. I was thinking of it this way. If we were 100 years from now reading a book or listening to a talk about consciousness, we would probably be reading how people of our era were just at the forefront of the beginnings of a science of consciousness, that we were kind of like people in the Renaissance who were burdened by medieval theology as their worldview, as their official reality. We're burdened by 19th century science that reduces everything to matter. And where that's a problem is it says that consciousness is a byproduct of matter. There's no proof of that. That's the free miracle of science. That's where science becomes faith-based. There's no proof. Now, if we expand that, what would those future scientists be saying? They'd be saying that the science of our time is a strange form of colonialism, that Western science, because of the dominance of Western culture, is confusing itself with a universal science. And where this really becomes dicey is consciousness, because there are other cultures that have not had religion in the West suppressing understanding of consciousness. And I'm talking specifically of what I know about. There may be others, but we're just going to talk about what I know about. That's India and China. The people of India and China and derivative cultures not only mapped out a lot more of our dormant human potential, but also mapped out methods of developing it.
Okay, so if In its simplest terms, let's assume that if there are people in this audience who have seen that movie and they were inspired to understand to a greater degree on how they could expand their brain function. The analogy that was given earlier about consciousness tells me that it has nothing to do with active knowledge, such as reading more books, learning more. That could affect mental acuity.
But that could suppress it.
No, it could suppress consciousness. That's what I'm saying. That affects mental acuity. That may improve mental acuity. But we're not talking about mental acuity when we're talking about consciousness. We're talking about the silence in between thoughts.
Right. And specifically with our audience, we have a lot of people that work out, right?
Yes.
Well, let's look at that one real carefully, because what Lucy is showing as a girl, it was a mule carrying some drugs that broke and got into her body. So there was, in essence, a chemical change brought about by foreign substance. We had Michael Murphy on here, who literally talked to hundreds of people in sports and also fine and performing arts that had their kind of Lucy experiences. They weren't the same. Do you remember when Lucy's being chased down that hall by the Korean gangsters, the Yakuza, and
yeah.
other times? She's doing stuff where they're suddenly, their guns are flying away.
Right.
All these extra paranormal abilities. Well, what we can say is that Lucy stands for moving from normal to abnormal or paranormal. That can occur, and that occurs in sports a lot. When Mike Murphy was on, he talked specifically about Frank Zane's experience. Frank was doing something like this that I taught him, and he was feeling his muscles grow. He was feeling energies in his muscles that were foreign to him. I had one recently. I talked to the psychedelic artist, to Dana Sawyer, who insisted that I go look at psychedelic artist Alex Gray's work. It blew my mind. Alex Gray does these paintings of a person that's kind of like looking at layers from the face to the quantum physics behind it, of energy, of molecules. In 1980, in the middle of a set of 8 reps on the bench press with 275, my world turned into that. Was I hallucinating? Hell no, I finished the set and did some more. What happens in sports is that we don't have a map. We're like Lucy. We don't have a map. This is happening to us. And people go into these states. And then what do they do about them? They don't have a map. They don't want to tell their friends because their friends will think they're crazy or they're hallucinating. My point is, this is far more natural than we've been led to believe. It is our nature.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to go over maybe one or two, and I already think I know, things that people can do to... We've talked about consciousness on Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio numerous times. Let's just do a quick primer of exercises, things that people can do to improve their consciousness. We're talking right now with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. We're talking about expanding brain function, and the only way you can is by observing things that improve consciousness, being in the moment, learning to dig deeper into what is considered consciousness. So, I mean, meditation is a start, isn't it?
Yeah, let's make that a plural, meditations.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, there's just all kinds of meditation.
Okay, so there's like mantra-driven meditation. There is silence meditation, right, where your mind is
emptying,
idle.
The one that's really important that we talked about with Frank Zane was and Fred Hatfield was emptying meditation. And that has a lot of direct application for people that are listening today. If you want to get more reps, you want to get intensity. Intensity is a word that's been kicked around since Vince Gironda developed it and Art Jones co-opted it. Then they make that a physical phenomena. Intensity is purely psychological or spiritual. And if you want the deepest intensity for power, for sustained reps, for pump, you need that intensity and you need to focus when you sit down on that bench to do a set of flies or bench presses or get under the bar to squat. You have to separate yourself from ordinary reality and be focused as squatting, as a process of squatting.
So you said emptying, right?
Emptying. Yeah, and to get to emptying, you really need to do some preliminary. You know, when you're working out, you break in. You don't go in and do 15 sets of chest exercises if you haven't worked out ever. You're going to maybe get 2 sets and be sore as hell for 2 or 3 days. And with meditation, same thing. You've got to do progressive adaptation or development type of meditation. And months ago when we did the 30-day challenge on this program, we did them standing, sitting, lying, and walking. We did the standard 4 postures. But each one of them involved mindfulness of exhaling. And we didn't go beyond counting 1 exhale, big breath, 2nd exhale, 3rd exhale, and then back to 1.
Right.
Now that gets boring in a while, but at first it's challenging just to keep your mind focused on the count. When you get past that, then we move on to other stuff.
So by emptying, you mean literally emptying the mind of all thought, right?
That's right.
One of the ways that I've found to prime this process, and I think we probably talked about it when we did that show, was to silently sit quietly and ask yourself in your head. You don't say it verbally. You think to yourself, I wonder what my next thought will be. And what will happen is There'll be a pause there, and then a thought will rush in. And the more often you do it, the bigger that pause becomes. And it's an amazing phenomenon. It's very, very simple to do. But the goal has to be to gently progress. Again, everything we do, whether it's on the in the weight room or in our mind, is about progression, the progression of knowledge and the progression of mindfulness and the progression of consciousness. You just keep asking yourself, I wonder what my next thought will be, and you sit quietly waiting for that thought. That pause becomes larger and larger and larger. Now, I don't know, because I've never timed it, if the pause actually becomes larger or because of the intensity of consciousness, it appears that you're in that pause longer. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, and my intuition is it's the latter.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that because you're still drilling deeper into consciousness, being in that moment. We talked about this on Friday's show, and I Elisa did never had this experience, but maybe you have because we're older and we've used the old rotary dial phones. But have you ever dialed somebody and then got sidetracked, and then when you put the phone to your ear, there was such a long pause of silence that you thought, oh, it must have stopped ringing, and he answered. And then you ring, then you hear the ring and you think that was an unusually long pause in between rings. But it's because you were so intently focused on whether or not this person picked up the phone already that time slowed down, or the perception of time slows down.
Oh, yeah.
But that's consciousness, isn't it?
Yeah, and it can be altered.
How so?
You can slow time down. You can slow a lot of things down.
Okay. All right.
In the late 70s, a friend of mine was off at a medical conference in the Caribbean, and I was watching his chickens. He had 140 chickens in a makeshift chicken coop, and they got out. And so we suddenly were engaged in the great chicken roundup of 1979. And wouldn't you know it, I was running around in a pair of flaps, Zori. And I stepped on a 2x4 with a nail in it that went all the way through my foot. A rusty nail. A friend was helping me, and she pulled it out. We went to the ER for a tetanus shot. When I got there, my blood pressure was sky high. Noting that, I sat there and meditated for about 5 minutes. The nurse came back and took it again and my pulse, and was really in shock because I had brought it down so much, she thought I was going into a seizure or something.
Right.
And I said, no, I meditate. And she said, whew, we don't have to go any further. But, yeah, you can do a lot of things. It's called voluntary control. That's the old language from biofeedback.
So, in summary, you are in agreement that in order to expand brain function, the way we saw it displayed in the movie Lucy, requires the pursuit of a greater level of consciousness.
Yes, and I want to add one thing.
Please.
We had Jim Oshman on talking about energy medicine, and Jim made the strong point that we can't limit consciousness to just the central nervous system. We have a lot greater consciousness going on in the connective tissue,
yes.
Quantum level consciousness.
But so, in order to get that, you've got to, it's like first grade, second grade, third grade. You've got to first do what you can do.
Right. But
you'll start to see things happen. You'll start to notice something that, like you said before, you don't have a handbook for this. You'll start to notice
exactly.
Things. Yeah.
Those things start emerging. And some of that is what you engage in if you're doing Qigong or Tai Chi or something. You begin moving into those energies, prana in yoga that Dr. Oshman talked about.
I want to clear something up, too. So I had some harsh comments for Pat Robertson recently said that yoga is praying to the wrong god because they give you a mantra, and the mantra is Hindu prayer. And first of all, a mantra is usually one word, and or it can be a phrase, but it's very rarely a prayer. Am I right about that, or was I off on that?
Well, that's one of those areas that religious studies gets. There's a distinction between contemplative and petitionary prayer. And I think most people by prayer mean that you're sucking up to God for a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Contemplative prayer is mantra, but you find it with the Jesus prayer in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Certainly if you go to the incredible St. Teresa of Avila and her friends, St. John of the Cross, that's contemplative prayer, mostly in cultivating gratitude, a sense of gratitude. So I think with Pat Robertson, because he's a lot of what Pat Robertson does is make money for Pat Robertson.
Right.
Petitioning is, or Oral Roberts. Remember when Oral Roberts had God took Oral Roberts hostage?
Yeah,
for,
I remember that.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Petitionary. That's petitionary.
Yeah.
And so it's probably what he means.
Okay. We have to expand on this discussion again. So you and I will, you actually were gracious enough to come on, because I had a half hour to fill because we had a guest.
Well, let me tell you something.
Please.
You know, we did the Trans Evolutionary Show, and it was an interview talk show. I'm planning on doing a whole different approach where it's driven by theme, where every episode is a chapter. Because I'm so convinced that what we're talking about constitutes a radical step in education and promotes a renaissance in health and imagination and creativity in our culture, that I think doing it right is almost a PBS approach.
Right.
That each episode...
Build on the one before.
Builds on the one before and is a dimension of that. And we might want to talk about that in the future, too.
Absolutely.
But I want to do something that's never been done, and I want to do it right. I think what we did was what Frank Zane would call an incredible rehearsal.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very good. Very, very good.
Good talking to you, Carl.
And the website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. You can go there and read all of Ken's writings and learn this stuff on a day-to-day basis. And I would make a plea to everyone listening to this show to put any ideas you have about meditation aside and try it if you've never tried it. Because if you truly want to live the greatest representation of your life that you can, it requires increasing your consciousness, and there is no better way to do it than through meditation and the various styles of meditation out there. Ken,
exactly.
thanks for being on here today.
Thanks, Carl. Good being back.
Talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Federico Bozzetti to talk about moving towards a cancer-specific diet. This is a really, really good discussion. Stay tuned.
Age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana button.
banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Go, 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 G-Unit.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, we tried to do this interview last week, but due to technical difficulties, we couldn't get it done. And I'm very, very excited to have my next guest on the show. And he is Dr. Federico Bazzetti. How you doing, Dr. Bazzetti?
I'm very fine. You?
Good. Very, very good. And today we're going to be discussing moving towards a cancer-specific diet. And this is as a result of a paper that you published that I believe was in the Journal of Nutrition, correct?
The journal is Clinical Nutrition, which is the official journal of the European Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism, which is one of the biggest society on nutrition. The other right is the American Society for Parenteral Nutrition. This is the European Society for Clinical Nutrition.
Okay. So, talk about the paper. Explain the premise of the paper, why you started to even look into this, the role that diet plays in cancer.
The main reason is due to the fact that I am a surgeon and oncologist, and I've seen that oncologists disregard this topic. I mean, they focus their attention in selecting the proper drugs for the patients, but they look more involved in fighting the cancer than in providing the benefit for the patients. And so they disregard the proper nutritional support. But we know that if the patient is in a good condition, and nutrition is extremely important for this, the patient can face aggressive chemotherapy and radiation and also surgical operation much better than patients who are starving or are losing weight and they do not receive any specific nutritional support. So the main message was that it is important to fight malnutrition and undernutrition in cancer patients. And the second point, as I have tried to explain in my paper, is that nutrition, of course, is very important, but when the patient is a cancer patient, and especially if he has an advanced disease, probably he requires a specific nutritional support. I mean, in the same manner that a patient with liver insufficiency, liver failure, or a renal failure require a specific treatment and specific nutrition, in the same way an advanced cancer patient who is in a very bad nutritional status require a specific diet which is able, at least we hope, we think, to improve the general status of the patients without any dangerous stimulation of the tumor growth.
Now, some of the first observations that would lend the idea that nutrition is very, very important in a cancer patient is exactly what most clinicians use to identify a tumor, which is called the Warburg effect, correct?
Warburg effect, yes.
The Warburg effect, they watch the glucose be attracted into the tumor, so we know that the glucose is what feeds the tumor. And that alone would make one think that if a tumor thrives on glucose, then finding ways to reduce this glucose, either by way of calorie restriction or the utilization of a ketogenic diet, would make perfect sense for a person who is suffering from cancer, does it not?
I think the problem is a bit more complex. You explain it very well, but you should consider that if we are studying experimental tumors in animals, we are in conditions which are sometimes, very often, extremely different from the condition of the human cancer patient, because this experimental tumor in animal are usually very big. Sometimes we saw in the literature, in the publication, that the tumor accounted for a high percentage of the body of the animal. For instance, tumor was so big that it accounted for 20% of the body of the animal. That would mean that in a person of 50 kilograms, the tumor would approximately weigh 10-15 kilograms, which is a quite unusual situation. So if you are in these conditions, it is possible that the tumor is very avid, very hungry of glucose, and if you reduce the glucose, this could impact on the tumor growth. But in the human, the situation is probably different. So the tumor is very small, and despite its hunger for glucose, it's quite difficult that the glucose of the diet can stimulate the tumor growth. What we have seen both in the animals but in humans, and is that the ketoacid diet works in reducing the tumor growth both in animal and in some way also in the human, but in human the experience is very modest and very few cases have been studied, because if your diet mainly relies on fat, the metabolization of fat produces ketoacid, and tumor cells are not able to use ketoacid. So tumor cells, a certain number of tumor cells, which have mitochondrial dysfunction. Mitochondria is a small organ within the cell which is deputed to utilize the energy of the nutrients. So if you mainly rely on fat in your diet, this is bad for the tumor growth, while this supports the physiological status of the patients. So you can achieve a status of high level of ketone using a ketoacid approach without resorting to a calorie restriction,
right.
As is being written in these recent days in the newspaper, that calorie restriction could be beneficial for the patient. The mechanism is that if you increase the level of ketone bodies in the blood, this is bad for the tumor, while ketone bodies are very well utilized by all the tissue of the human body. So this can be a very, very useful approach for the cancer patient, especially when the patient is severely malnourished. If we consider nutritional support of patient with a small tumor, I mean, or an early tumor, for instance, when the patient has just discovered an initial tumor and the patient is in good condition without any weight loss, it's not necessary to adopt a specific diet. It's important to maintain the weight of the patient as normal as possible, but especially when the patient is losing weight despite his diet and you are obliged to intervene with the nutritional support or parenteral or enteral, that in these cases using a high fat diet which produces high level of ketone bodies may be useful for the patient.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the role of lean body mass, because obviously a healthy patient starting off with more body weight is going to survive when cachexia becomes an issue. But what role does lean body mass versus just fat mass have in this equation? We're talking right now with Dr. Federico Bazzetti. We're talking about moving towards cancer-specific diets. This is an important discussion. We cannot ignore the role that nutrition plays in managing cancer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Federico Bazzetti. We're talking about moving towards cancer-specific diets. So, Dr. Bazzetti, when you were talking before, it's clear that calorie restriction is not a good idea because most people who are dealing with cancer tend to undergo cachexia, which is dangerous weight loss. And so while starvation may kill the tumors, it may also kill the patient. But as you point out, the ketogenic diet, the ketones, the body seems to be able to sustain life using ketones as a source of energy, but the cancer cells don't like them, so it makes it more targeted to this. And ketogenic diets have also been shown to maintain protein synthesis, so we don't have muscle wasting occur. How important is the muscle side of this, or is it just adequate if the patient has a lot of body fat to get them through this process?
So I think you've been very, very clear. As a matter of fact, calorie restriction is dangerous because the patient goes on in a progressive emaciation and depletion, and so it continues in a vicious cycle of cachexia, and as a matter of fact, there are some advanced cancer patients who die with the tumor, but because of undernutrition. The patient has an advanced tumor, but the final cause of death is undernutrition.
Wow.
And this is especially true in the recent times, because we have seen a strong progress in oncological drugs, and patients are treated before with first-line chemotherapy, then if there is a progression, they move to the second-line chemotherapy or the third-line chemotherapy. And finally, it happens that patients enter in a phase of a chronic disease. They are full of tumor, and the tumor is in some way silent, or the progression is very low, and in this chronic phase, they risk to die early because they do not eat enough. So this is the role of the nutrition in that situation. And, of course, our goal is to maintain the lean body mass. What is the lean body mass? I think that all of you are perfectly aware that the patients, normal people, should not lose weight, but they should maintain a normal weight. But what is important if they lose weight? It's important because if they lose weight and they are not obese before the diet, they lose muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
So the lean body mass is mainly muscle mass, not only muscle mass. Obviously, include also main organ like liver or kidney and so on. But mainly is the muscle. And the muscle is important for two main reasons. The first reason is that at least in a very concept of quality of life, but muscle mass is what guarantees us the movement. If I don't have a muscle mass, I'm confined to an armchair or to the bed, I cannot move.
Mm-hmm.
If muscle mass is depleted, I do not have the force of breathe deeply and I develop pneumonia. So muscle mass is important for the quality of life of all the day. But the other reason is a metabolic one. The muscle mass is a deposit of a protein, and the protein are the key element of our physiology, because protein are the antibodies, so immunoglobulin are protein, so are important for defense of organism against bacteria and virus. Enzymes are protein. Any hormone or vitamin can circulate into the blood because they are linked to some transport proteins.
Mm.
Proteins are contractile, so they make some work. So when you have a depletion of the muscle, you have a depletion not only of your ability to move, but you have a risk that you do not have a reserve for mounting an anticorporal reaction against bacteria and virus, or to defend your body. If you need to undergo an operation, you need a good protein status because you need healing of the wound. So it's extremely important when you are looking for the best diet, the optimal diet, to find a diet which is able to maintain the muscle mass and the lean body mass. If you give, for instance, a lot of calories, you can be able to obtain an increase in body weight because the patients only become more fat. But this is not your goal. Your goal is to improve lean body mass. And there is some preliminary study which has shown that a ketogenic diet, obviously a ketogenic diet, which means that a high percentage of the caloric component of the diet is due to the fat, but also there is an important protein component of high quality protein,
mm-hmm.
are able to improve the lean body mass, to maintain stable, or at least comparing patients who don't receive this diet, which go to a progressive depletion of the lean body mass, to maintain stable or even to increase the lean body mass in these patients. When we refer to the potential increase of the lean body mass, and especially of the muscle mass, through a ketogenic diet and a diet with a high quality amino acid, it is extremely also important, if it is possible, to combine this diet with exercise, because of the combination of exercise, active or passive exercise, muscular exercise, with an optimal diet, it represented the better treatment for increasing body mass.
Yeah, but here's the challenge, and I'm so happy that we're having this discussion, because I've been saying on this show for 10 years that muscle is metabolic currency. It's very, very important to maintain muscle, especially into later life. But also because of a lot of the points that you just made that translate to dealing with challenging diseases as well. But here's the interesting question, and I'm going to ask you this question, and we're going to take a break, and I'm going to allow you to answer it in totality after the break. But most of the diets that favor the acquisition and maintenance of muscle also seem to produce higher levels of growth factors like IGF-1, which, in my humble opinion, and I'm not an oncologist and I'm not a scientist, gets a bad rap in the cancer world. What I want you to think about this as we take the break. If we're looking to maintain muscle and do things that maintain muscle, because this will give the greatest survival rate for the patient, how do we address the fact that it also increases IGF-1 simultaneously? We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to allow Dr. Federico Bozzetti to answer that question. Stay tuned.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD And neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Federico Bazzetti. We're talking about something that is really, really important, and that is the role of nutrition in treating cancer. We did a show about a year and a half ago that showed that individuals who underwent chemotherapy and were given a ketogenic diet had a much better both recovery rate and also remission rate than the individuals who were given the chemotherapy and allowed to eat whatever they wanted, which shows that there is some real differences in what a person eats and how it affects their cancer. But as we went into the break, I said that I completely agree with Dr. Bazzetti, the importance that muscle plays in metabolism and being ambulatory, but also in allowing a person to fight off the perils of this disease. Those diets that seem to cause a preference in both the acquisition and the preservation of muscle also seem to raise IGF-1, and IGF-1 is implicated across the board, and usually the goals to suppress it during cancer therapy. So what do we think about IGF-1 then, Dr. Bazzetti?
I don't think I have a precise answer to your question about IGF-1, but my impression as a clinician and working in this area is that the tumor per se is a metabolic parasite of the host. And the tumor grows, continually grows, even if the host is depleted from growth factor, vitamins, and everything.
Yes.
Because as a metabolic parasite, the tumor catches all nutrients it needs from the reserve of the body. We have seen that, for instance, in Ibius, which were kept in the concentration camps, to develop, for instance, liposarcoma, which are tumor of the fat tissue. I mean, tumor of the energetic tissue per definition. And these patients, despite a condition of chronic undernutrition and depletion, they were able to develop tumors. That means that when there is a mutation or more mutation which transform a normal cell to a cancer cell, these cells do not follow the normal physiologic role of the body. I mean, I guess one may be a very important factor for normal tissue, normal cell, and also for normal cell which are changing and are becoming cancer cells. But where the cell are degenerated and have a high proliferation rate because they have cancer cell, I don't think the IGF-1 maintain a pivotal role as it happens in normal situation. For instance, we have seen doing some experiment in a human, we had patients who had liver metastasis from colorectal cancer, and we administered glucose, an isotope of glucose, a stable isotope of glucose, and we did a PET scan of the normal liver and of the metastasis. And what we saw is that if we gave to the patients a high amount of glucose, I mean an amount necessary to maintain the patient in good condition, approximately 25 calories of glucose per kilo, there was a stimulation of the metabolic activity within the normal liver, but not so evident in the cancer cell, in the metastatic liver. On the contrary, when we gave mainly a lipid load, I mean a ketogenic diet a ketogenic diet, we saw that there was some diminution of metabolic activity in the normal liver, and the metabolic activity of the cell didn't change so much. So my impression as a clinician, because I'm not a scientist, as you probably people intend, people work in laboratory and so on, but is that when there is a tumor, it has reached a metabolic autonomy, is not so easily influenced by the normal stimulus which regulates physiologically the body. And this is the reason why, as I wrote in the conclusion of my paper, there is more evidence that a ketogenic diet is useful for the host, for the patients, than a ketogenic diet is useful because it counteracts the tumor growth. So the metabolic effect on the host, on the patient, of a ketogenic diet are more demonstrated. There are some studies which have demonstrated how a lipid effect administration is well utilized in cancer patients, and the more the patient is depleted, the higher is the utilization of the fat. So this is the main reason for giving a ketogenic diet. Then there is some experience in animal and because of the Warburg effect and so on. If you of course give more lipid than glucose, the cancer cell may utilize glucose, and so this is not a favorable situation for them. But the best evidence is for maintaining the lean body mass of the patient, of the host.
Now, a true ketogenic diet requires 3 grams of fat to a combined 1 gram of protein and carbohydrates. So this is a very, very, very high-fat diet, and we have to be careful not to give too much protein to the individual that wants to remain in a state of ketosis, because the protein can undergo gluconeogenesis and become glucose, obviously. But also there is some emerging evidence that these cancer cells can survive on glutamine, one of the amino acid found in most high-quality proteins. And so maintaining that state of ketosis requires a great deal of fat to be eaten, but you have a large portion of the dietary orthodoxy telling people that high-fat diets are very, very dangerous for them and bad. Have you been met with any resistance amongst the dietary orthodoxy saying, look, you're suggesting people eat high-fat diets, which is basically what a ketogenic diet is. This is very dangerous.
I think your question is very appropriate. I would answer that a ketogenic diet, in patients requiring a ketogenic diet, considering our cancer population, this approach is to the patients who are in a advanced or late stage of their disease. So I don't think we should have the same warning we have when we recommend a fat diet in young, healthy people who perhaps follow this diet for many, many months or years. Usually this approach is made in patients, recommended in patients, whose life expectancy is of few months, not many years. So the time has some importance. But you should also consider that in nature there is an experiment of ketogenic diet with Eskimo people, especially during some period of the year, received a ketogenic diet, that means that fat represents 50% of right. The total calorie of the diet, and they eat this diet for 3 or 4 months, and they were studied from the metabolic point of view, and they do not have any problem with this diet. I would also add that probably these people eat a safe fat diet. I mean, a diet which is rich in polyunsaturated fats, not in saturated fats, and rich in omega-3 fats. So it's not enough to say that we should give a ketogenic diet without entering into detail in the qualitative composition of this diet. That should be a diet which very small, very limited quantity of saturated fat, mainly polyunsaturated or monounsaturated fats, and of course also enriched of omega-3 fatty acids. And the second point is that it's true that if you give amino acid, this amino acid can be oxidated, deaminated, and converted to glucose. But this mainly occurs when your diet is deficient in calories. If you give a proper amount of calories, you give also a high quantity of amino acid, the vast majority of the amino acid will be utilized to enter in a protein synthesis processes. But what we want to increase the lean body mass is the muscle mass. So you are right if you I'm wrong if I would suggest a ketogenic diet without specifying the quantity of fat and the quality of fat for healthy people for many, many months or years. This should be an experiment which has never been performed, and I do not suggest this. The approach in the cancer patient we are discussing now, as I told you, is extremely different from this.
We're going to take our last commercial break, Dr. Bozzetti, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the discussion. It's a very, very good discussion. We're talking right now with Dr. Federico Bozzetti. We're talking about moving towards cancer-specific diets. It's been a long time coming. We've talked about this for quite a few years now. Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, who is over at the University of Florida, has been on the show and has done a lot of research into ketogenic diets and cancer. And we get the message in this audience, but the mainstream needs to get the message too. So the more that we have scientific research in this area, the better it will be for those people out there who may be fighting cancer or have cancer in their future. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
You deserve again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Federico Bazzetti. We're talking about moving towards cancer-specific diets. We have diabetes-specific diets. We have diets for a variety of different disease states. Why not cancer, since we realize that diet plays a role in feeding cancer cells? It's very, very easy idea to get your head around. I think that more clinicians need to start paying attention to this. I applaud Dr. Bazzetti for doing this research. Okay, so... Last question I have for this interview, Dr. Bazzetti, is this. We know that the ketogenic diet is good when a person already has cancer, for both managing and maybe even eradicating in combo therapy with more traditional cancer therapies, eradicating the disease completely. There's quite a bit of emerging discussion here in the United States by some who are clinicians, saying that a prophylactic effect can be experienced by putting yourself into a state of ketosis once a year for a couple weeks. And that way, if you have any precancerous cells or you have a family history of cancer, that you can actually protect against developing cancer. Do you think that diet can be used in a preventative step to avoid developing cancer?
Well, I want to answer completing just briefly your question of before, because you asked me about the danger of ketogenic diet prolonged for many months or years, and I forgot to say
please,
that there are a certain number of children with refractory epilepsy, that means epilepsy which does not respond to any treatment, except a ketogenic diet, and unfortunately for them, but these small patients are kept alive for many months and years, till 10, 12 years, through a ketogenic diet administered or by mouse or through a gastrostomy, and without finding any important metabolic problem. So probably this is because the quality of the fat is severely monitored in that case. But anyway, concerning your last questions, honestly, I do not think, I'm not aware of any study which has demonstrated that keeping intermittent ketogenic diet, let's say, so for instance, once a week diet restriction, or total diet restriction one day per week, or moderate restriction for many days a week or a month, can be of benefit to normal people. Then we have an epidemiology of obesity both in Europe and the United States, and of course in this kind of a population, which we know are more exposed to the risk of cancer, because obesity is a risk factor for cancer, for many types of cancer. So not only decreasing obesity and the main approach is a correct diet and exercise is a benefit for them as regard the cardiovascular risk and so on. But it can be also useful for reducing the cancer incidence. But, while there is evidence that obesity is a risk factor for developing cancer, there is no demonstration, because this is much more difficult, that submitting a group of obese patients to a calorie restriction, a ketogenic diet, so they lose weight and lose fitness, this decreases the risk of developing cancer, because, of course, this is a study which would require many years of follow-up and also many years of compliance of obese people with a restricted diet, which is a very, very difficult task. So maybe in future the things are how do you suggest, and probably in the state there are some studies going on toward this direction, but nowadays there is no demonstration that this will be really useful for diminishing the cancer, at least in normal people. In obese people, maybe.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Listen, Dr. Bizzetti, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and for working with us to get you on the air. I know we had problems a couple times. This is a very, very important discussion. I commend you, and I hope that more people, more clinicians, and more of those who make dietary recommendations start to pay attention to this research.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to you. It was a pleasure for me to speak with you and with people who are listening to this interview. Okay.
Take
care.
Ciao. All right, so there you have it. It's a continuation of a discussion that we've started a long time ago on this show, and more and more people are starting to get it, and the more and more clinicians talk about it, the better off we'll be. I also want to thank Ken O'Neill for coming on in such short notice. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. Check him out. And, of course, my first guest, that was a very, very interesting discussion with Dr. Michael Peterson about the role of the psychology of what we look like and what we tend to gravitate to from a political standpoint. Thank you very much for listening today. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Rob Regish is back. And we will have a Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour tomorrow, so don't miss that. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening today.